next speaker is Michael Douglas from Dow AgriScience.
I don't think I've cleared out a room so quickly since I tried to sing karaoke, but I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. I'm going to talk a little bit about Enlist cotton stalk destruct solutions. You know, a lot of you guys have been talking here about maybe Enlist or dicamba and how it controls weeds. So we're going to look at a little bit of a different aspect, which is a major issue in Texas, which is controlling stalk regrowth. So Texas has invested about $1 billion into the boll weevil eradication program. It's a huge effort. It's continuing to be ongoing, especially in the south part of the state. And, you know, one of the key components of the boll weevil eradication program is that the plants have to be non-hostable. So currently, we're using 2,4-D to keep these things non-hostable. 2,4-D obviously doesn't work in Enlist cotton because the cotton is the tolerant to 2,4-D. 2,4-D has become the standard because it's very cheap and it's very easy and it's very effective. So when we kind of took on this project, we put together a couple of the overall technical solutions, and the number one thing that we said is it has to be equal to 2,4-D in controlling stalk regrowth, and the second part of it is it can't limit us in planting cotton back the following year. We started looking at this stuff in about 2008 to 2009, and we started doing some broad screenings. Over the years, we have done 48 different trials, and we've looked at 23 different chemicals. All in all, it's really kind of boiled us down to really two promising lead candidates as we move forward. So as we started looking and we kind of got through the exploration phase, we started looking at some of the lead candidates, as you will. So in 2012 and 2013, we looked at, well, as you can see, 9 different trials across 7 different locations in 2012, 2013. We had typical randomized complete block design. And then within the trial, we had embedded non-Enlist, which we used 2,4-D as the comparative measure, and then we had Enlist cotton, which we were looking at our exploratory treatments with. In 2012 and 2013, we were looking at single applications applied at either 0 or 14 days after shredding. So once the cotton was harvested, they came in with a rotary shredder and hit it with a shredder, and then we'd either spray, 0 to 2 hours immediately after that, or we would wait 14 days after. Our treatment structure looked like 2,4-D amine at 1 pound, 2,4-DP at 2 pounds, dicamba at 0.5 pound, or super brush killer. And the reason we used super brush killer, now it had 2,4-D, which we knew wouldn't be effective, but it also had DP and dicamba combinations. And you can look at the ratios. Essentially, the ratio was 2 pounds of 2,4-D to 1 pound of DP to 0.5 pound of dicamba. So to set up this graph, first off, we're just looking at squaring on this particular graph, because at the end of the day, that's really what we're most interested in, is the amount of squaring, because it's those squares that provide the host for the boll weevil to come in and lay their eggs. All this data was analyzed together, so we didn't try to separate 0 and 14 days. But what we can see is that overall, DP and dicamba were at least as good as 2,4-D when we looked at a single application. Now, while not statistically different, it does look like that DP and dicamba perform a little bit better at 14 days versus 2,4-D, which seems to perform a little bit better at 0 days after shredding. Now, the 2,4-D that performing 0 days after shredding, we've seen that a lot over the years. I know Dr. Robert Lemon had done some work on that, and that's what he saw. But the trends are a little bit different when we're looking at DP and dicamba. And then here on the very far right-hand side of the screen, we have the super brush killer, which is the DP plus dicamba. Again, all of them perform similarly. The one thing I would say is we were not satisfied at all with any single applications. So we took a step back from what we were doing and decided not to look at single applications because they just weren't cutting the mustard, and we decided to start looking at multiple applications or sequential applications. So we did a similar trial design where we looked at 14 trials across 5 locations from 2013 to 2015. Again, we had non-Enlist cotton embedded in the trial, which we were using to spray the 2,4-D over to look at, and everything else was Enlist cotton when we were looking at the exploratory treatments. We were then making applications at 0 days followed by 14 days instead of the zero and zero or 14, as we did in the previous work. So if we look at the treatment structure, we were looking at 2,4-D at a pound, followed by half a pound, and then we had DP at 3/4 pound, followed by 3/4 pound, pound and a half, followed by pound and a half, and 3, followed by 3. And then we looked at dicamba, 3/4 pound, followed by 3/4 pound, and then a pound, followed by a half a pound, and some previous work kind of led up to that rate structure, and then a pound, followed by a pound. And then this time, we instead of using super brush killer, we actually mixed our own DP plus clarity mixture, and that'd be at a 1 plus 1 pound of DP plus 0.5 pounds of dicamba. So now we did a little bit of a different analysis. We're looking at the blue bars are percent regrowth. And so all the blue bars were analyzed separately than the green bars. And the green bars are percent plants with squares. So if we look across overall, the one thing that really sticks out is the low rate of 2,4-DP and the low rates of dicamba did not perform as well as 2,4-D. So really we're going to have to be at those mid to upper rate structures. But all in all, that high rate of DP was most numerically similar. The 2,4-DP at 3 pounds followed by 3 pounds was most numerically similar to the 2,4-D. And then also the dicamba at 1 pound followed by a half a pound was most similar to the 2,4-D. So kind of looking across this moving forward, we kind of say, okay, well, if we're going to use this as what we're going to use for our stalk destruct criteria moving forward, we're going to probably look at that the higher rates of the DP and then that dicamba at a pound followed by half a pound. Furthermore, the other one that was probably the most robust and the most consistent across all locations was that DP plus dicamba combination. Looked very similar to what 2,4-D looked like. You know, while all the statistics don't always work out, it was one of the more, the frequency of control was more similar to what we would see with 2,4-D. So just kind of taking a look at the pictures, these pictures would have been about 4 weeks after shredding. And the top left-hand side, you can see about the kind of regrowth that you were seeing. And at this point, it's probably when you're going to start to see the first squares begin to be put back on by those plants. As you can see, the D looked excellent. You really saw very little to no regrowth. In that bottom left-hand side, you know, you can see a little bit of regrowth coming back from dicamba. So, you know, a dicamba-based program looks a little bit different than what a D-based program looks like. The D is really going to take the leaves off of it, but the dicamba-based program, what it's really going to do is just stop the plant. And so you, whatever regrowth you had at the time of spraying is really what you're going to see by the end of the year. And then, of course, that DP plus dicamba, again, it looks more similar to that 2,4-D program. So what we kind of look back at and says, okay, well, considering 2,4-DP and dicamba, really the only product that we have is commercially available today is the dicamba product. Because DP, there's some registration hurdles and things that are going on. So we took this research just a little bit further and said, you know, those are some pretty high rates of dicamba that we need to help control stock. So we wanted to use dicamba in a tank mix type program to see if we could reduce the overall rate of dicamba to try to get control of the cotton like we or the regrowth of the cotton like we would like to see compared to D. So same thing, we did the embedded 499 for the 2,4-D treatments. Everything else was applied to Enlist cotton, typical randomized complete block design. And again, we were looking at sequential applications. So what we looked at is 2,4-D alone, again, a pound followed by half a pound. We had Clarity plus Drop. We had Clarity plus Sharpen, and we had Clarity plus Buctral, and Clarity plus Husky. And each one of these, the Clarity rate is at a half a pound versus the, you know, a pound or 3/4 pound of what we were previously looking at. So when we look again, the analysis is for the blue bars and then also for the green bars. And looking across all the treatments, we were able to reduce the amount of Clarity that we used when we used them in a tank mix. But all in all, one of them really kind of stood out above the rest of them, and that was that Clarity plus Drop treatment. And so when we look at the Clarity plus Drop or thiodiazuron, it just was seemed to be better than everything that we had out there. And in fact, we took that treatment and did some larger scale demonstrations this year, and it looked really good on those demonstrations. So moving forward, it looks like a real promising treatment that we may have for control of the stalk stalk destructive cotton. So kind of looking back at the pictures again, similar to what we saw before, the regrowth, the dicamba plus Buctrol sharpen and drop all significantly reduced the amount of regrowth or green that we saw compared to the dicamba alone. So moving forward, I think one of the things that we really take out of this is, as you heard, weed resistance is a problem. We're going to see the increase in the use of technology both, in Enlist throughout South. Enlist has a big presence in South Texas. So we need to find a way to control, and coming out of this, we feel real comfortable that we have the tools that we need, whether it be through dicamba, 2,4-D, or combinations of both, to be able to control the stocks, the regrowth, and make sure that those plants remain non-hostable. And furthermore, we've just have 1 year's worth of data, and we're going to continue to look at this more and more as the years come up, but those tank mixtures really show a lot of promise for us for being able to keep that dicamba rate, thus cost of the overall treatment down. So with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions that anyone might have at this particular time. Yes, sir. Compared to 2,4-D or compared to each other? So the mixtures, when I ran across, and this really depends on how much you can pay and get dicamba for. So, we did some research and kind of looked around, and I think you can get dicamba from anywhere from about $50 to $90. And so at that $50 rate, the mixtures come out to about equal to what people are paying now. And obviously, as that rate goes up, the cost of the treatment goes up. But, that the Chinese generics, if you will, people are saying you can get it for about $45 to $50. And if you're using that, then I think the economics are a lot more favorable to using maybe a branded material. Yeah, and even further than that, further back than that, Ken, we were back even like quarter of a pound and half a pound, so again, when we tried to do it, we did some demos this year where we sprayed half a pound on it, and it's just not quite enough to cut it. It's just too low of a rate. It's just cotton's not nearly as sensitive. No, on drop, all I looked at was just half a pound. Again, this is the first year, and so the two thoughts that kind of go in is reducing the rate of both dicamba and drop to see what we can find. Right. Yeah. And that's what we intend to kind of look for as we're moving forward, is continue to find those rate structures. Thank you.